Hello, Mrs. J. How are you? Mrs. J? Anything wrong?
I had it all worked out. With one more baby, we could have managed, but not with two. The welfare have already been on to me.
Twins? You're expecting twins?
How quickly an idea planted can take root and grow into a plan. The thought conceived in this very room grew as surely as a seed in a mother's womb.
Give one to me, please, Mrs. Johnston. Please.
Are you that desperate to have a baby?
Each day I look out from this window. I see him with his friends. I hear him call. I rush down, but as I fold my arms around him, he's gone. Was he ever there at all? I've dreamed of all the places I would take him, the games we'd play, the stories I would tell, the jokes we'd share, the clothing I would make him. I reach out, but as I do, he fades away.
If my child was raised in a palace like this one, he wouldn't have to worry where his next meal was coming from. His clothing would be supplied by George Henry Lee.
He'd have all his own toys and a garden to play in.
He could make too much noise without the neighbors complaining.
Silver trays to take meals on.
A bike with both wheels on.
And he'd sleep every night in a bed of his own.
He wouldn't get into fights, he'd leave matches alone. And you'd never find him effing and blinding.
Oh no, never.
And when he grew up, he could never be told to stand and queue up for hours on end at the dole. He'd grow up to be a credit to me.
Still be able to see him every day, wouldn't I?
Oh, yes, of course you would.
Yeah. And you'd look after him, wouldn't you?
I'd keep him warm in the winter and cool when it shines. I'd pull out his splinters without making him cry. I'd always be there if his dream became a nightmare. Mrs. J, we must make this a binding agreement.
In the name of Jesus, the thing was done. Now there's no going back for anyone. It's too late now for feeling torn. There's a pact being sealed. There's a deal being bought.